Hey now, hey now, hey now, welcome in, y'all, and guess what time it is? That's right, it's porch time, and I am your one, your only, Ms. McKinney, and I know you guys have to be extremely grateful for that. Today, y'all, we are dropping a new dating / 2021 episode right here on the porch. Tune in and hear the healing that T. Nicole brings us on the subject of all relationships and dating right here today on the porch. Stay tuned. Hey now, how are you today?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Doing most excellent. Thank you so much for joining us on the porch. So I was so excited I had to come out to my actual porch because I knew that this was going to be good and healing for my soul, right? Mm-hmm. So I came on out here so I could get all into the vibe. You said you've been having a good day?
I have been having an amazing day. Yes, ma'am.
That is fabulous. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Therese Teasley. I also go by T. Nicole, which is my author name as well as my host name. I'm from the city of Pontiac, Michigan. I am an ICF certified life coach. I am a host of the Driven Healing the Matters of the Heart Global Show. I am a daughter. I am a sister. I am a survivor, and I am a friend, and I am someone that loves to heal individuals and go on their journey with them so that they can get the breakthrough and the healing that they so desire in order to tap into their greatness and to receive all of God's blessings that He has in store for them.
Oh my God. And you said that all so effortlessly. You just spit it right out. And my mouth has been open the whole time. So let's back up a little bit. I know we're supposed to be talking, y'all. This is supposed to be dating 2021, but I've never spoken with Miss T. Nicole before. So I would want to dive in a little bit deeper. So you said you are a life coach, and then your show, where can we find your show?
You can find my show on Facebook at the Driven Healing the Matters of the Heart Globally Show. I actually have a page for it. So if people come on there, they'll be able to see it because right now I haven't did the new season, but I have old episodes that they can watch. And so they can find me on Facebook.
Most excellent, y'all. And she is super encouraging. I've enjoyed since I've linked up with you with Miss Irene, and I've enjoyed of CBiz TV Media, y'all. You remember yes. When she was on the porch, and I've enjoyed everything that you post. So you said you're a survivor yes. of
molestation and just dealing with depression, anxiety, fear, and not knowing who I was. And so I suffered from that imposter syndrome. So the thing was, because my voice was silenced at an early age, I lost my way, I lost my purpose, I lost hope. But then I had to really go on a spiritual journey of healing and discovery to really find out who I was and what was my God-given purpose.
Oh my gosh, I love everything about that. So what was the moment that you were like, you know what, it's time for me to start working on me. It's time for me to let some things go and move in another direction. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so it started actually in 2005. I hit my low point. And in that moment, I wanted to take my life. And so I didn't, like I said, I really didn't know who I was. I didn't love who I was. So I was accepting any and everything to happen to me and in my life. And so I said, enough was enough. And so when I almost blacked out and when I cried every day and I just had enough, and it was just like, okay, Therese, you gotta want more. So I actually cried out to God wholeheartedly, because I knew I couldn't go to heaven and go off my mom and my daddy praise and their worship and their belief. I had to find out who God was for myself. So 2005 is when it was like my breakout moment. And then just from 2005 to 2021, I've been walking with God every step of the way, and He's been with me. And I realized, I used to look for Him in heaven and up in the sky, but I realized that He was in me. So it's yes. just like, it's just like now I'm really where I need to be. So that's how.
And I think we might have lost you. Did your phone lock? I can't hear you.
There, yes, ma'am. There you go. I can edit that out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so that is absolutely awesome and fantastic. I'm sorry that you went through the things that you went through, but I'm very grateful again to have met an individual who's so transparent in the share and wants to help another along the way. So you said you were a daughter. I'm a daughter too. What was that
Yes.
relationship like for you?
So my relationship with my parents, because I have both of my parents, it was what it was. It was a learning, and the thing was, for a while I had resentment because I grew up in a home where my father, he wasn't so friendly because he dealt with his demons. And so the thing was, for a long time he was on drugs and he was drinking, and then he wasn't the friendliest person. But the thing was, he had started going to NA. And I seen him become free, and because he was telling his testimony, and that's how I realized that it was another chance, an opportunity for me to heal and grow and learn. So, like I said, I love them, and they were there for me. And it's just in the beginning, it wasn't so nice. But as years went on, I learned to forgive and heal with them, and just thank them for everything that they have done for me. So I had a okay relationship with them. Yes.
Most excellent. You said you were a daughter and it stuck out, so I didn't know. You know, I'm nosy, and I tell everyone who comes on the porch that you can tell me at any time, you know what, Miss McKinney, I don't think that's any of your business, and I will back down, you know.
Right. No,
But I
no, go
might
ahead.
ask. I still might ask. I still might ask. So I thought maybe there was something there. I definitely have. I lost my father when I was 14, my biological father when I was 14. So really didn't get to know him, but I feel like there's a lot of him in me, and I didn't really get to identify with that, you know, since he passed at such an early age. And then mamas and daughters are always rocky, right?
Yes. And you know something that's amazing that you said that, because me and my mom, like, I love my mom, but I was closer to my father. And the thing was, even though we went through what we went through, he was still my superhero. And I lost him in 2018. He actually passed away a day before my 38th birthday. And so when I say that has been traumatic in itself, but life, you know, like, life has a funny way to teach you things. And so I learned so much for him, I mean, from him. And so it's just, I love my father. So that's all I can say.
That is beautiful. I feel like I'm a daddy's girl too, even though I didn't have him for very long. I feel like if he still would have been here, it would have been, you know, something totally different.
Yes.
So you did get to see mom transitioning into the conversation, because I feel like we're going to get away. I feel like I'm going to start talking to you like I've known you for 30 years
Forever.
and we're not going to cover any topics at all. So let me get back on base. This
Okay.
is dating slash relationships 2021. I apologize for the truck going through. Dating slash relationships 2021. So you saw mom and dad in the home for a while, it sounds like, all of your
Yes.
growing up time. So you got to see mom and dad interact with each other. Was that helpful for you when you got ready today?
It was very helpful because that's what I predicted my relationship on, or that's what I was like, that's what I want, because of the morals and the values that I saw. And I was like, oh, so this is what it's like to love a man through it all. Like, when I say through thick and thin, and to raise kids and to teach them, this is what love looks like, because my daddy had a love language and my mom did too. And so I just, to see them in their love language, I was like, ooh, this is what I want. I want to have kids and be married when it's my time. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and I didn't really get to see that. My mom, we sat together, or our family rather, when he was living, we were at the kitchen table for dinner, and then everybody went to their own spots. My dad to the den, my brother to his room, me to mine. My mom would go to theirs, and we all watched TV and then, you know, went to bed simultaneously. So that's kind of how it was. So I envy the fact that you, not really badly,
No.
but you know, I'm glad that you got to see that growing up. So what has dating in 2021 been like for you?
For me, it has been different, and let me tell you why. Because now that I know my worth, I'm not settling. So I really have not dated this year in 2021. But I've had guys that were interested in me, but the thing was, they did not possess what I was looking for, or I'm not even gonna say what I was looking for, because many of them did have the qualifications that I was looking for, but they really didn't approach me as if they really wanted to take me out on a date. You understand what I mean? Like, they weren't right. really showing interest that they wanted to court me, but they really wanted to try to see if they could take it to the next level without trying to date me. And I was like, no, that's not going to happen. That is not an option.
Taking it to also like sex, taking yeah, it to the so next like level sex, without,
just basically, yeah.
So a hookup. And so do you date within your race, outside of your race? Does it matter to you?
So currently, for the last 40, well, I'm 41. So for the last 30 plus, well, I'll say 30 years, I've only dated in my race. So I had the opportunity to date out of my race, but I wasn't comfortable. And that was recently. And I was just like, I love my strong brown brothers.
Yes. Yes. Through thick and thin.
Yes.
So you said you really haven't dated and they didn't approach you, but they did have the qualifications that you were looking for. What mm-hmm. qualifications are you looking for?
So what am I looking for? A man that is independent, strong, brown. He has to have a charisma about himself. Like, he has to be family oriented. He has to love. He has to be like this one dope soul. And he doesn't have to be like this handsome person, but he just has to be handsome to me. And
I'm with you on that one.
And he just has to love God. He has to be so sold out. Like, God has to be his driving force. And he don't have to go to church. I'm not gonna lie and say, oh, he have to go to church every single Sunday. No, let's pray together. Let's read the Bible together. Mm. Let's learn each other. Feed me mentally, feed me spiritually, feed me emotionally. Fill me up like in every area of my life, because I realize something. I am made of three parts, the mind, body, and the soul. So he has to be on that same wavelength as me. Like, I want to feed her mentally, spiritually, and all over, so that way we can intertwine, so that way we can build and we can grow together. So that's what I want.
And I mean, you pretty much took the words out of my mouth. Now that I'm 44, mm-hmm. I've never been married. That's what I want. I want somebody that's, we're all totally into each other, growing, mm-hmm. learning, mm-hmm. pushing each other still, yeah. even at this age, and doing all those good things. So, mm-hmm. and you, I love that you said he doesn't have to be a supermodel. He just has to be good looking to you and pretty on your eyes, and that's all that matters. And amen to that one. So when you say you dated only within your race, do you find that, because to me, the, you know, remember I told you we were going to be transparent, so viewer, mm-hmm. I mean listeners, get ready. Do you find that that's more popular, the hookup, in our culture, especially with the men around our age? Now, I thought going back into dating, especially at our age, mm-hmm. men were going to be out here, you know, looking for wives. I didn't feel like the hookup culture was still strong mm-hmm. in our 40s. But do you mm-hmm. feel like that's strong just within our culture, or do you feel like other races go through that too?
I feel like other races go through it too, even though I've never dated out of my race, because the one gentleman that was trying to date me, he was actually out of our race. And when I say every conversation that we had, he was like, hey, chocolate drop. And he was just like, he was like really trying to get me to give in. And that's every time he seen me as a sex object instead of somebody that he could actually build and grow with. But he would feed me lies. He'd be like, okay, we can do this, Therese, we can do that, but never follow through. And I was like, you know what, I do not have to tolerate this. And I don't understand why he didn't understand that I'm not that type of girl. Like, he thought he could buy me, because he thought.
We locked again.
The fact that it keeps locking, but
it's okay.
Yeah, so because he was a man that had money, because he has businesses, he thought that I was easy, and I'm not easy. And so I gave him a challenge. And so we don't hardly talk anymore, because I'm not giving in because of my morals and my values. I know who I am. And I feel like it's all the cultures, it's all the races, it's not just us. It's just more because so many things are so normal now that were not normal. And so I feel like many people have gotten away from that courtship and really like yes. trying to date a person without trying to hook up with them right away.
Yes, mm-hmm. all of that. Mm-hmm. So you say when you're when a suitor approaches you, rather, are you honest with them about what you're looking for? Like, do you want to be married? I don't think I asked you that question.
Okay, so yes, I want to be married. So
okay.
I'm 41 now, and so I don't...
Happy birthday. It just passed, I know.
Yes, thank you, love. So I want to be married because I want children. And what I said when I was younger, I was like, I don't want to have children until I get married. So unfortunately, I've never been married, so I haven't had children yet. So yes, I do want to be married.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And that's not popular, I'll say, just from having done some of these interviews. Mm-hmm. People our age are not really looking to get married anymore.
Wow.
They're just looking to have a special... I saw a meme, and it's funny, because mm-hmm. it said, I'm not going to be your special friend for 3 years and show up or be your little special friend in your obituary. Because, you know, we've been together for like 10 years, but mm-hmm. never get married. She was like, I'll knock all this stuff over, casket included. And I agree.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to do that anymore. Just hanging out with each other. So are you open with them about this is what I'm looking for?
I'm very much open because you know something. It's funny that you mentioned the word special friend. I had someone tell me, they was like, I want you to be, even though it's not the same special, he was like, I want you to be my secret. I laughed at him. I told him, I'm no one's secret. I said, I am the prize. I am the ultimate prize. So therefore, I do not want to be your special friend. I don't want to be your secret. And I will tell you, I'm looking for a relationship. And this is what I offer. And this is what I would like for you to, you know, you offer. And I will meet you all the way. I'm not going to meet you 50-50. I will meet you all the way because that's what I want you to do. I'm here and I'm showing up. So I want you to show up as well.
All right, now y'all heard her. She said she showed up and you better come and show up as well. I like everything about that, mama. So you said you really haven't been dating.
Mm-hmm.
When you were dating, though, what were some of the things that that you learned about yourself moving forward or about dating in general? Because I'm learning a lot about men. See, mm-hmm. I've raised a young man,
mm-hmm.
But it's totally different. You know what I mean? Then actually learning a man, like you got to see mom with dad. You know, I did see my mother with her husband, but mm-hmm. you know, again, it's different, you know,
yes.
it's a different type of thing. They weren't, you know, out to show me their affections or love mm-hmm. languages or any of those things. It was about, you know, just making the blended family work. So what were some of the things that you learned that you just knew was going to get you one step closer to that husband?
So for me, so like all of my adulthood, really, I have not dated. So this is interesting that you asked me to come on your dating to talk about dating. So the thing is, I learned to date me. And what I mean by that is I would take myself on a date. So I would go out to restaurants. I would go to like vacations by myself. So that means get a hotel and order food, go for walks, like buy myself flowers, go get the massage to practice self-love. Because
are you a Cancer?
Nope, I'm a Virgo.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, I knew that. Your birthday just passed. My bad. Because you sound like my twin. That's why I asked. With the self-language, everything that you talked about, all those vacations with yourself mm-hmm. and all those good things, love them. I do them now.
Yes, because it's so what it is the person that's for you and the person that is going to be attracted to you because you're doing those things for yourself, they're going to be attracted to that, and then that's how you're going to meet the one that's for you. And so that's what I had to realize. Like, I was going to, whoever was for me, they're going to reflect off of what I give. So the energy that I've been putting into myself, like dating myself. So if I want to go have a burger at 10 o'clock, if I want to be a vegan, if I want to go fishing, whatever the case may be, this is what I was doing. And so, like, if a guy approached me, I said hello. Or if someone inboxed me, it was like, Therese or T. Nicole, I would like to take you out. Like, I'm willing to go out on dates. And I will tell guys now, like, look, this is what I'm looking for. And they'll buy me roses. They'll come pick me up, or I'll meet them at the restaurant. And just because I did it to myself first, I showed myself this is what I wanted. So I will buy me flowers. I will go get me candy. I will get the massages because that's what I wanted and was looking for. So now I'm just I'm ready to reap the benefits. I really want to start dating now. And it's kind of hard because I'm an entrepreneur, and a lot of guys are timid, like, oh, they're intimidated by me because I love on me, and I'm boisterous now. Before I wasn't, but now I talk. I got my throat chakra is open because I'm communicating everything. Yep.
That so is to excellent. Answer the question.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Most excellent. So you learn to love on yourself, mm-hmm. and whoever comes along has to accept that. Does mm-hmm. that mean he needs to do those, to fall in line, to help do those things for you, or just accept the fact that you do it and move along with that?
Hopefully he can fall into place and take over. Okay. So, like, just be willing to surprise me and say, yes. Tina Cole, this is what I want to do. And I'm going to roll with the punches. So he got to be adventurous. He got to be spontaneous. He got to just be willing to just come in and take the lead. Like, because I don't want to always lead. I'm not I'm not the person that has to take control. I will be submissive to the man that God has for me.
But it's got to be the right one. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, if you ain't my husband, get out my husband chair. Don't try to take that role of my husband and you just the maintenance man or whatever they could be.
Whatever your season is, you need to get up out of this seat. I understand that one.
Hello.
So you mentioned that you are a strong individual. I can dig that. Mm-hmm. I spent a majority of my time, you know, when I was younger, raising my son alone. Mm-hmm. I was a single mom, just said that. And I was abstinent, not celibate, mm-hmm. but abstinent for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And so I had a lot of time to work on things like career and you know, like setting myself in a certain spot, and I'm not a clubber or anything like that. So I was, you know, kind of a homebody or whatnot. And so, you know, I had some time to put, you know, I had a lot of time to put into that and then raising my son. And so now when I meet individuals, and I thought, you know, on TV, that's what they do. When you go out on a date, you're like, hi, my name is so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I work here. I have this many children. My dreams, my desires are blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, by the time I got to career, it was like a, you know, a shutoff type thing. And I guess, you know, because I work from home, mm-hmm. they would assume that it was a well-paying position, but, you know, you honestly don't even know that. So I feel like I've been shut down a lot before they ever even get to know the real Miss McKinney. What about you?
Wow. So yeah, that's the same for me. They shut me down. They really, like I said, it's this one gentleman, right? I met him. He saw me. He was like, oh my God, you have a beautiful smile. You have a great personality. And we talked for a couple of times. And then he came to see me. And he seen me on a day that I was dressed down and I was just being myself. And he really did not know what I did. But the moment he came to see me and I was talking to him, I think I might have been too aggressive. And it shut him down. Like, he did not want to be bothered with me anywhere. And I'm like, what is it? Even though I didn't brag on what I do, because a lot of people, I'm big on Facebook, and so a lot of people know me, but it's different because, like I said, nowadays a lot of guys have not started to approach me because I've been in a season where I hide because I'm like, I want to wait till I finish building my career up, because I just actually stepped out of the role of working a 9-to-5 and work solely for myself. So it's like,
congratulations.
Thank you, love. So it's different for me. Like, but I really don't have a lot of people except, like, some guys try to talk to me, but so that question really doesn't apply to me just yet.
It's just so hurtful to me because it seems like they just already assume mm-hmm. that you wouldn't be interested in them because you're not really bragging on yourself, but just proud mm-hmm. of your accomplishments. And they yeah. are who you are, you know, yeah. where yeah. you work, what you do, mm-hmm. what you enjoy doing, you know, your passions and things like that. They're just part of who you are. Awesome. And I really hate that it turns some individuals off. So mm-hmm. are you a more of, it sounds like you're more of a, of course, because you're a Virgo, you're more of a good take me out on a good time, mm-hmm. A horse stroll in the park and that yeah. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about spending time with each other alone, like Netflix? So let me say this. Mm-hmm. Because I'm old, right? I yeah. didn't know that Netflix and chill had anything to do with sex. I really thought it was about watching Netflix and chilling together. So when I say Netflix and chill, that's what I'm referring to. Are you open to things like that, or is that only after you get to know a gentleman?
Mm-mm. I'm open to that from the beginning because mm-hmm. I'm old school too. And mm-hmm. I just believe in just sitting and spending time and getting to know a person. And it doesn't have to be in a public setting. It can actually be you come to my house or I come to your house and we sit, watch movies and talk, laugh. Mm-hmm. I cook for you, you cook for me, or we yes. order takeout. Like, that is amazing. Like, I would do that. It's
inside. Isn't it like I'm smiling ear to ear right now just thinking about like, oh yeah,
yeah,
that would be absolutely fabulous.
It would. We could go sit outside on the porch and we can listen to your show,
you know yes, that's exactly what you, any of the listeners, if you're interested in Miss T. Nicole, my porch is open okay. To you both.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Anytime. Mm-hmm. So you noted you told us that you are a life coach, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So ma'am. Obviously that's your calling, your purpose. People that are for lack of a better term, broken tend to gravitate toward you, I'm sure.
Yes.
How about the men that gravitate towards you? Are they a little broken? Do you find yourself doing more therapy than you do getting to know?
Listen, even though I'm not a therapist, so when I talk to them, it'd be out of the like the professional realm. But okay. when I say we're always having that conversation, and it's like I'm doing the inner child work because they are hurting, yeah. and many of them are. It's like the roles have reversed, so they are showing their femininity. So
like, and I think that's because you allow them to, though, honestly.
Yeah, I do. I allow yeah. them to be vulnerable because I'm vulnerable because I'm transparent, and I just be like, listen, this is what you get when you see me. And so yeah. I want you to be open enough to tell me how you are feeling, what you are going through, what do you need. And so they'll talk to me, they'll listen to what I have to say, but then they'll tell me, and it just feels so good. So yes, I'd be like, they're non-licensed therapists, so I'm not a therapist. But those that I talk to, yes, we work through some problems together.
Right. And so I would definitely be prayerful of that, because I say that because Friends of Fatherless is one of the interviews that I've already done, and he said that he didn't understand why these type of women gravitated toward him. It seemed like every woman that came around ended up being either not having a good father figure or the right father figure. And he ended up marrying a woman of the same. So I think, you know, maybe that's what gravitates to you. And if you don't want to do that, you might want to start praying now, sis. Like, hey. Okay.
I will be praying. And listen, I'm going back to school so I can become a therapist.
Awesome. Yes, awesome. Yes, and I wanted to be a life coach. I haven't started my coursework yet, but I've looked into some places that do that kind of thing, and I'm willing to get started. I'm excited about it.
Please do. I think you will be awesome at it, because your voice, listen, it's in your voice. You have power, and you can help heal, like help people on their journey. I always say heal, because it is a form of healing when you're coaching mm-hmm. someone and mm-hmm. just going on that path with them, because you're helping them to be accountable and you're their accountability partner. So I think you would do an amazing job.
Why, thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you. Oh, she's got me in my feelings, y'all. So when we talk about dating advice in 2021, mm-hmm. taking into account the pandemic, mm-hmm. I also want to take into account our ages and yes. Everything that's going on. Tell me what you would tell the young lady that's our age about dating in 2021. I know there'll be some healing involved. And mm-hmm. also, please tell us what you would tell the gentleman, because it sounds like you might have had a little bit of practice in it. Okay. And so those that are listening don't have direct access to you, but maybe those gentlemen and females would like to hear what you have to say.
So if you were dating and you're close to my age, a little bit younger and a little bit older, just don't be afraid to get to know a person and allow that person to treat you the same way that you would treat yourself. So meaning if you're not treating yourself good, they might not treat you as good. So less you have the power to change your narrative. So why don't you learn how to treat yourself good? Or don't even learn, start treating yourself good. Start taking yourself out on dates, male or female. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Start going on dates and then being like putting out the energy that you want to attract. So if it's positive energy, start giving off positive energy and you will attract the right person that is for you. And don't be afraid to say, I am worth the wait. Do not give your body out quickly. Take your time. It's okay to court people. Do not rush into anything. Just learn how to just appreciate you, what you want. And like I said, continue to put out positive energy so it can come back to you. And then the man or the woman that's for you, that God designed is special for you, that person will come directly to you, or you will be in position to receive that person that is for you.
Amen. Amen. Do a little dance. Do a little dance. And I'm going to throw some salt over my shoulder and bury a leaf in my garden and everything I can to get that to come back to me. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And listen, I want to say something. I want to make sure I say this. So T. Nicole, she is looking for someone. I'm getting in position for someone.
Y'all so heard
if you
her.
Want to find me, you Y'all are more than welcome to find me. I will go out on a date. I will be in Texas in a couple months. So I am dateable. I am approachable. And I am willing to date someone.
And you're laughing, but earlier in our conversation, someone that I've already done an episode with popped straight up into my head, and I was like, you're not supposed to be matchmaking, Cheryl. This is just dating.
But you know what? You are here for a purpose.
I'm here for it.
You can be the matchmaking coach. Yes. Okay, you can coach us through the process.
I will do it. I will do it. So tell us where we can find you, Miss T. Nicole. This has been an awesome conversation. I so appreciate your time on the porch.
No, thank you so very much for having me on the porch. So you can find me on Facebook at T. Nicole. That is TEANICOLE, or you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube at Driven by Purpose. That is PURPOS3. Again, Driven by Purpose, PURPOS3. And you can visit my website at www.TheresaTeasley.com. Again, that is www.TheresaTeasley.com. And for those that didn't know, I just wrote a book and it's called Breakthrough Awaits. And you can also find that on my website, www.TheresaTeasley.com.
Most excellent, y'all. Thank you so much for joining us on the porch. I hope it won't be your last time.
It will not be. I will be back.
Thank you so much. You have a fabulous afternoon and take care.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So just like that, the healing has begun. Thank you so much, T. Nicole, for joining us on the porch today. You guys, be sure to go and follow her on all the platforms she provided for us today. Thank you for your wisdom, Miss T. Nicole. I look forward to our next conversation. So what time is it, y'all? It's time for you to be you, which is absolutely beautiful. Don't let nary another individual tell you anything any different. And if they do, you get them out of your circle. Be strong and be blessed. Take care.